A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Red Men TV and your latest edition of Expert Insight. And we've got a little bit of a change of pace from the whole transfer speculation and conversations about footballers. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by football finance expert and one of the voices of the very popular The Price of Football podcast, Kieran Maguire. Kieran, how are you doing?
I'm doing grand. There's no off season in football finance, as you and I have probably both discovered over the course of the last couple of months. So yeah, full on. Looking forward to next season. Looking forward to getting back to the University of Liverpool as well to teach.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a glorious day in Liverpool today. You'll be glad to know. We haven't had the best of weather recently, but it's been doing okay. Been ticking on by. But yeah, as you say, no off-season whatsoever. No off-switch, it appears, on football at the minute. Whether it's not transfer-related, it's actually football-related. If it's not football-related, it's finance-related. And I've had a couple of conversations on the topic we're going to speak about in just a moment. Not for a little while, because it has been quiet on this front. I spoke to Dave Powell, the Liverpool Echo, a few times on it, and he's obviously very well-versed on what's going on. So I'll take it right back to the start with you, Kieran, if we can. It was back in November the initial report started emerging, the FSG. It was initially sort of billed as looking for a sale, a full sale of the football club. It's since been downgraded from that, and they are just looking for minority investment. I guess the first place to start is, when you first heard FSG were looking for investment, what was your reaction to that? Were you surprised by that? Did it feel like a good time to be doing it?
I don't think I was hugely surprised. What did surprise me last year was somebody willing to pay £2.5 billion for Chelsea, given that the club had had its assets frozen, given that the club had lost £900,000 a week for 19 years under Roman Abramovich, and has got a stadium which is, you know, realistically 20 to 30,000 below its peer group, and therefore it's struggling to compete in terms of ticket sales and getting into Europe and so on. And that sort of set a new benchmark. So when that did happen, I guess part of my reaction would be, well, some of the existing owners will be wanting to test the market to see what potentially they could sell their club for. And yeah, I'm not really into sort of the willy waving contests that fans have in terms of, you know, my club's a bigger club than your club and so on. But there is no doubt that both Liverpool and Manchester United, I know you probably don't like this word, as brands, are far bigger than Chelsea, given they've had far longer historic success, and that's helped to build up a global fan base. That's, you know, if in terms of who's going to get the most interest when stories come out. Yeah, Manchester United and Liverpool are the two biggest in the country, and arguably, certainly in the top 10 in the world. So I guess it was, let's see what happens next. And therefore, when FSG made the initial announcement, it was a logical thing for them to do, to see just how much interest there was, and to then to see whether they wanted to take that further in a variety of means, in terms of full sale, partial sale, or nothing at all.
Yeah, absolutely. And since then, I mean, we're 8 months on now from that sort of initial report suggesting they were open to investors. And there have been some tentative reports, some tentative interest from groups, it appears. I mentioned earlier, I spoke to Dave Powell a couple of times, and he's got wind of a couple of inquiries and conversations that have gone on around it. But it doesn't feel like FSG have made massive progress in any minority sale of Liverpool as it stands. And do you think that's in part due to the Manchester United situation? Because, of course, as you mentioned, we're talking about two of the biggest institutions in sport, let alone football. And do you think both entities, both brands, both clubs going on the market at the same time. It must be pretty unheard of in a finance landscape to have them two both be open for sale or investment at the same time. And also, do you think one has impacted the other in as much as the United one's kind of taken centre stage, which has meant Liverpool haven't quite attracted the interest that they might have done?
Yeah, to a certain extent, you wouldn't expect Apple and Microsoft to both put themselves up for sale at the same time. And when it comes to Liverpool and Manchester United, I think realistically, they are the equivalent in terms of sporting institutions, certainly this country is concerned, and also in terms of the attraction they have all over the world. To a certain extent, I thought that the two potential clubs, two potential sales could elevate. They could effectively be stepping stones. One party comes in for one of the clubs, gets rebuffed, then moves across to the other, and that would be used. FSG, in my view, are far more laser focused on the business side, and I think they quickly realised that perhaps what they were hoping that they could get for a full sale wouldn't necessarily be generated, and they are still very much of the view that football is undervalued in terms of what it can achieve in engaging with fans, and in engaging with fans is another word for emptying their wallets. If you take a look at Liverpool, total revenues in 2022 of £594 million, well, they've got a global fan base which does run into the tens, if not the hundreds of millions. And therefore that works out as on a per fan basis as very little. So FSG have certainly of the view that changes in technology, changes in the structure of football. And we know that they've been involved on both a domestic and a European level to concentrate power and money in the hands of fewer and fewer clubs, of which they would have been one, mm-hmm. Would have been very financially beneficial to them. So I think the lack of progress is due to the fact that if I was on the buying side, I'm not quite sure what I'd be getting. 10% of Liverpool in the Premier League is great in many ways, but from a business point of view, it's not great in the sense that you want certainty. And one of the issues with the reason why John Henry and co. were so keen on Super League and Project Big Picture is that it effectively gave them control of the game, and they would have. And with the Super League, you don't have to win football matches to qualify for the competition, as we've seen for next season. With Liverpool not being in the Champions League, that uncertainty is not attractive to potential investors. And if I was buying 10 to 15% of the club, and I speak to Dave Powell as you do on a regular basis, and Dave's a great guy, and he's clearly got insights and contacts that are very, very useful. What are you getting? Because you're 10% of the club for the £300-400 million for a company which on an operational level breaks even from year to year, and then it makes ideally makes some profits in the transfer market, which gets reinvested. The financial return is not huge, although I think the potential for where Liverpool could be in 10 years in what's a very much changing world, then that becomes a bit of a speculative punt. And for hundreds of millions of pounds, that's a lot of money for what is effectively a lottery.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Take it.
Yeah, it certainly is, yeah. And I often wonder with these sort of the sales of football clubs like Liverpool and indeed, you know, investment in it, it often feels to me like not so much a loss leader, because that's not quite the case, but you're not doing it to make millions and millions of pounds of profit. You're doing it to have something on your portfolio. That's how it often feels. And maybe, you know, Liverpool are still looking for the right people to want to do that. Before we move on to the current situation, I wanted to ask you, FSG have recently reappointed their president, Mike Gordon, back into sort of duties around the football club, because for a while he stepped away from that and he was looking for investors. He was on the hunt, essentially, for the pursuit of the money that they're looking for. Does that show to you, or does that suggest to you, that they've either given up the chase for investment for the meantime, or perhaps they've found some interested parties and there's different things going on now on that?
I think they've certainly scaled down in terms of the full sale scenario. And I think that decision was made relatively early in terms of discussions that they had with potential interested parties. So I think his move back onto operational things is that Liverpool now want to focus on being a business again, and they're not having to spend so much time pitching to potential external parties, trying to drum up money. I suspect that if they've not found anybody in 8 months, then they're not going to find anybody at all in terms of, you know, this minority stake. What we could have is people, you know, making operations in the background. And in terms, I agree with you in terms of the, you know, sort of having a portfolio of investments that can generate money. Football's an unusual business in the sense that, with the exception of Manchester United, where the Glazers, certainly for the last 6 years, have used it as an ATM and taken out dividends on a regular basis, the only time you're going to make money from a football club is at the sale date, in all probability. Now, whether you sell a part element or a full element waits to see. Mike Ashley published his accounts for his personal company yesterday, and it showed that he made a profit on the sale of Newcastle of 195 million. In between, he put money into the club, and Mike Ashley, contentious figure, controversial figure, but he did lend the club money on an interest-free basis. FSG have lent money, through their vehicles to UKSV, which is effectively Liverpool's holding company, on an interest-free basis as well. So there is a cost of running the club, and you aim to recoup that sort of those lost opportunities and that money which has been lent, which could have been used on other projects at the sale date. I think what FSG are saying, okay, we bought it for 300 million when Liverpool was a distressed asset under the lunacy of Hicks and Gillette. We can get our money back now and still own 80% of the club and still benefit as the majority shareholder going forward. And there's no doubt that American owners and investors are very, very bullish with regards to the prospects of football. They think that we are pretty rubbish at selling the product. And we're starting to see some of that coming through from American owners. And I know that this isn't a club which is really on Liverpool's radar, but for example, Bournemouth have been acquired by an American Texas investor. First thing that happens is that ticket prices go up by up to 20%. You've got merchandise costs going up by 20%. They're still behind, you know, the likes of Manchester United, Liverpool, because they, you know, Bournemouth as a brand doesn't have it. We've seen at Manchester United, now they've got a strategy of if fans can't get to matches, they will buy the tickets back from the fans at, so, you know, 1/19th of your season ticket price. And then they will effectively sell that ticket to tourist fans for £300 to £400, offering a match day experience, which appears to get you a pucker pie for nothing, and you sit in a warehouse in Trafford with listening to a few gags from Mickey Thomas, and that's where the club owners want to go. They actually dislike the likes of you and I, who have got season tickets at our club and watch them home and away, and don't spend an hour in the mega store before or after the match, because we're a legacy problem of the game of football. Certainly as far as FSG's strategy is concerned, you look at the capacity of Anfield, you look at the proportion of tickets which go to season ticket holders, it's very, very low, because they want to monetize the remainder of the fan base.
Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that little section of my chat with the brilliant Kieran Maguire. I'm sure you'll agree he knows everything there is to know in the world of football finance. If you want to hear more of that conversation where we discuss exactly what could happen next with FSG's search for investment, then make sure you head to redmenplus.com. And if you do, you can use code Bobby to get Club Captain yearly subscription for half price. I will see you over there.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.